Mic testing. 1, 2, 3. You
Four, five,
guys
six.
can hear me? Okay. So you don't say mic testing.
Yeah.
And then you have to say 1, 2, 3. It's not like you say mic testing and then I say 1, 2, 3.
Hey guys. Hi.
Hey. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Okay. This is three Indian students who just passed out of college, apparently with a lot of ideas.
That's racist.
We're going to call ourselves the leftovers. So I'm Curry and we have
Sushi.
And
sorry, I am
I had dosa.
Stick to your names, I'm going to kick you out of the podcast.
Stick to the script, yeah.
We rehearsed this 20 times.
Again, what am I?
Raman
here.
Existential crisis, huh?
They sushi, that is fucking sushi.
I am sushi.
Okay, done.
Okay, so like, let me get the names clear again because I'm still a little confused. I'm Curry.
Sushi. Sorry.
And Ramen. Hey, yo, God.
Ramen.
Okay, and, let's do this again. Yeah,
I just think Ramen's in love with me. I don't know. Moving on.
What the hell? Can we move on?
I've been doing that for the past 2 months.
Okay, boys, let's move on.
Okay, so sorry to the viewers. Sorry, listeners.
What listeners? Listen, no, only one person.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, what are we talking about today? We're going to talk about...
So yeah, the first episode today is going to be on red flags. On
dating. Red flags, not on dating. We've never dated, so free dating stage. Free dating stage. We're gonna talk about
if you,
yeah, red flags in relationships.
The agenda of this podcast is if you sit through all the episodes, you will get laid at the end of it. Yeah,
if you sit through the whole conversation, you'll know that you're definitely not gonna get laid. That's the truth. Yeah. Like, so if you have a doubt that you're not going to get laid, like, this is the show to come to, right?
Yeah. Feel free to hit us up whenever you want to get not laid.
Okay, so.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be pretty much guys hitting us up. What do you want this?
Sorry?
What?
Can we insert that cricket noise here?
Okay, so we're going to talk about red flags in situationships because we've never been in an actual relationship, I think all three of us.
Situationship isn't a word, bro.
It's a word, bro. I mean...
Look it up. Please look it up.
He said citizenship, Daddy. Okay.
Why the heck would he talk about citizenship in red flags?
Wonder cake.
Okay, so...
No, we'll talk about simping.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
what,
yes.
What qualifies as a simp?
Okay, sushi.
Not me.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to simp. That's nicer.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
Make a general
See,
topic.
I just feel like simping is
nicer
something
a word.
Girls won't do. Like, simping is something guys would do.
So, yeah, let's talk about that too, yeah.
Okay. First, we'll cover that first. Okay, what qualifies as
okay, sushi.
Sushi, right?
I'm sushi. Shit.
Sushi, right? Yes, qualifies as a sin.
Okay, moving on. Okay,
so
Curry,
sushi,
happy...
just. Okay, we'll cover this topic by Sushi telling his daily activity.
Yeah. Holding bags. Holding bags.
Yeah, holding bag. So, listeners, do
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay,
think...
Ramen. Is Wonder holding cake. Bags qualified as simping?
Wait, is 2021? I think girls can carry their bags.
What if they have like too many bags?
I don't know. That problem. It's like it's a joke, right?
You be a nice person and offer to carry the bags.
Wait, did I hear a simp?
I feel there were only three people on this call. Who's it?
I mean,
okay,
what,
so like,
what? Okay, what?
Okay, see, I feel like
to carry the bag.
No, I feel like see, okay, that's okay. But I'm saying you can be a simp like once you get in a fully fledged relationship. But I feel before you get in a relationship, you shouldn't be a simp. Yeah. Right, Sushi. But, Sushi, but do you agree?
See, but what Sushi is trying to say is he's being a simp so that he can get the coochie.
Sushi wanna get the coochie.
So that's the thing here. So you're thinking for a relationship part, he's thinking on a more of a, you know, physical part.
Put in effort, put in later.
But the thing is, do Sims ever get laid?
No.
I don't think.
Sushi, have
you? Yes, you would know. Raman, yes, you know why know. She's Obviously, tired. You're gonna know.
You know why she's tired from. She's tired to not carry that bag? Because someone kept her all night awake.
Someone else kept her awake all night.
Yeah.
How was carrying bags to that?
The thing is, Sims don't get laid. That's the thing.
Yeah, Sims don't get laid. I'm saying you can simp for your girlfriend, but don't simp for a girl who you might or might not think is interested.
Like,
that is just
so not how you should. The first topic is out of the table. Sushi, yeah. Sorry.
Carrying bags. We just need you for the simp topic. The first girls in dropping part. We call you after that. Okay, so.
Okay, I want to ask you guys. The table, then are we the leftovers? Am I the leftover?
You are the leftover. Oh, so this is the thing. The whole podcast is about deciding who are leftovers.
Okay, so okay, guys. So what would come as... Okay, if a girl is talking to you, right? Where would you draw the line between her, whether she's being nice to you or whether she's...
Wait, a girl is talking to me?
You guys are talking?
Okay, I'm saying not the receptionist and the people you meet at the bill counters, but...
Okay, but, then I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, let's say you meet a girl, okay? You meet a girl in college or you meet a girl at work something and you get to know her like for 3 months. Where would you draw the line between flirting and being friendly? Like, what would you consider...
Notebook.
Draw a note.
Like, by a classmate book. Pros and cons. List.
Pros and cons. Question again.
Okay, she compliments you. Is that being friendly or is that flirty?
She compliments me. I'd love to know that feeling.
Raman, you look nice now.
So, yeah. Complimenting, getting a compliment.
So, where would you guys draw the line between flirting and being nice?
Flirting and being nice.
Yeah.
Like, where do you want to draw a line? Yeah. I mean, keep
isn't
it
flirting nice?
I don't know. Bro.
Oof.
Where do you guys draw the line between flirting and being friendly? If a girl is doing this, how, like, at what point would you go, oh, fuck, she's flirting with me? You know?
But isn't that good?
Until she says I love you, I think it's joking. Until what? She says, okay, I'm gonna marry you, I still think it's not flirting.
Bro, no, what he means to say is no matter what hints you drop, as in until they are straightforward with it, it's not flirting. But I feel like girls do drop hints, that's how they function.
Which,
so,
okay, flirts and hints are two different things.
How do I say this? Like, let's say a girl...
Like, flirt can be... Like, tumor, like, it can be, like, some sexual attraction.
Okay.
Or...
What if she like asks you to... What if she asks you to, like, buy flowers on your end? What would you consider that as? Like, her being
that
friendly?
That is not flirting. That's okay. Not flirting.
Is that hints or is that being friendly?
That's platonic friendship.
Validation. That is a validation kind of stuff. Why the fuck would I carry someone flowers for? I would ask for a coochie. If I'm getting coochie, then that makes sense.
So you want coochie for flowers? If the world was so easy.
If only barter system. I work on barter system.
I think that it works in a way. It works in a way where you give head, she gives you head, and you give something back.
I give her the biggest. Which
God, dude, where is this conversation going?
No, that's nice. That's
it's fine, right? It's fine going finally.
Biggest dude.
Biggest
you guys are saying Even flowers doesn't count as hens.
Why and would you, someone... You don't wait, ask wait. Someone for flowers. You buy someone flowers. Who
are yeah,
you?
She he's asks saying you it. To buy her flowers.
He's asking.
She's asking you to give it to some other guy. That's why she's asking it to you.
Hey, what the fuck? so yeah,
That is a leftover. Damn, yeah.
Okay, so what if he's talking about sexy stuff with you? Is that a hint?
That is called flirting.
Yeah.
That is not a hint.
So would you consider that would be considered as flirting, right?
Yeah, that is flirting.
What I'm saying is, so what would, okay, let's say someone says that and like a week later they're like, you're my bro. Does that mean they're into incest?
What? They call me dad? Wait, they call my dad?
They flirt with you and the next week they call you bro. Does that mean they're incesting? Yeah.
Into incest.
Wait, is it post-incest or pre-incest? It's like you know them, they're a bro, and then you do it, or after doing it, they're a bro.
You dumbass, you know they're incest. Like, only if you know they're a bro, and then you do it as incest. Otherwise, how is it incest?
I don't know, accidental incest.
Oh, you mean like you, far incest?
I just found a new category for porn.
I can't ingest this.
I just found a new category for porn. Accidental incest.
This guy right here.
Okay.
I'm just down here eating sushi.
We'll go to the next one. What if she's sending you photos? Does she want attention or does she genuinely like you? Where do you draw the line?
I mean,
she thinks you're a simp.
No, maybe she just wants to share something with you. What is wrong with her? What is wrong with sending photos?
Not normal photos. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, I send my post-gym snaps to, you know, ramen. What's wrong with that? It's not like we both, you know, get it on later on, so.
Yeah, bro, it's because he's straight. I'm talking about a guy and a girl.
I mean, that's called platonic friendship, so.
I mean, why would you want?
Not yeah, like okay. Want. Either you're too, okay, that can be a lot of.
I mean, it can be platonic only one way, I feel. Platonic is never like both the ways. Has it been?
No, dude, you can be platonic two ways.
Both ways?
Yeah. Why not? Like, you can be platonic both ways. No, what I'm asking is, how do you know if she's genuinely interested in you? Because girls do that. If they like a guy, they send them photos like of everything and themselves. Or how do you know she's using you for it? How would you know?
No, you know, you're just contradicting yourself. You're asking whether she's sending photos, like for flirting.
Raman, stop sounding photos. Like a freaking lawyer. Keep it fun. Hey, now you're contradicting yourself. What are you?
Whole podcast
is adjourned.
BS today.
Okay. That's what I'm asking. See, that's what I'm asking. Let's say a girl is flirting and dropping hints, right? That is my question. How would you know if she's doing it for attention? Because, you know, like, attention is a two-way street. Only if you give someone attention, they give you attention. Unless it's sushi. So, so attention is a two-way street. So, how would you know they're doing it for attention or do it because they genuinely like you? Where would you draw
the line?
The
thing is that only. I think flirt means they're just seeing how much they like you.
Okay.
They get me? Like, they just flirt with you.
So, you're saying
they're seeing the other side of you. Huh? They're seeing
the testing the waters.
The same thing, yeah. I think that is what flirt means here. So another theory broken at whatever podcast name again.
Leftovers.
Leftovers.
It's still the same. You didn't solve anything. There was nothing cleared off the table. The table is still there. It's still leftovers are still there.
I'll tell you guys what the truth is. I'll tell you what I think. I honestly feel I feel jealousy and possessiveness comes only when you really like a person. I feel if someone is using it for attention or validation, jealousy and possessiveness won't come, because jealousy and possessiveness only naturally come if you like really, really like a person, you know, in like romantic way. So I feel that might be a line, but nowadays people fake orgasms, so I think they can fake jealousy as well.
Yeah, I think this might be the best thing you ever said.
So,
till now.
The truth is, as like, I feel the truth is, if a girl likes you, you never know till like, unless and until you confront her, you'll never know whether she's been using you.
I feel like girls never express their jealousiness.
Express.
Dude, no. They don't express it badly. They do passive aggressive expression. Yeah, like they express it in a very passive aggressive way. Like, but not like sushi.
What did I do here?
You're not supposed to ask. You're not supposed to ask people questions. But what I'm saying is,
what I'm not supposed to ask? Do you like me?
Yes.
What am I supposed to say then?
If you know the answer is going to be a no, don't ask it.
No, that's fine. See, I want sushi.
See, no, that's what I'm saying. Until and unless you confront the girl on whatever drama and drama she's been doing, you'll never know whether she used you or liked you. And that is just a risk you have to take.
Yeah. That's what I think. There is never a thing saying used. I mean, use can be when they take
you,
something
okay,
from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I get you. Use can be if they liked you in the beginning and at the end they just change their mind. That also comes. But
that
I'm saying,
also not use. See, that is what testing waters is. But testing, you can't test forever. Test the water. You get me? But
yeah,
you
it's
can
like,
test
it's
the
like,
waters.
It's like taking a car for a test drive. Yeah, you can't keep test driving the car forever.
That's called renting a car.
That's called stealing a car.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was good. My bad.
Okay,
my bad.
Sometimes my geniusness is...
Okay, sushi, you got left over here.
Genius, not geniusness. Bro.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, so at the end of the day, we have to like, you know, just trust our gut and like... Okay, but what I'm saying is, let's say a girl is flirting with you, okay? And you ask her out. And she says, nah, I don't like you. You're just my friend. I look at you like a brother. And so you just, would you assume that she flirts with a brother too?
No, she just wants to get the thing over with. See, what?
Sorry, Ryan got a question.
Shoot.
Dude, you don't talk about sexy shit. You don't talk about photos. And you don't tell stuff like, I want to drink wine with you. And then you're like, nah, you're my bro. So you're asking me
now,
your brother.
Now it feels like a, you know, public therapy session. You gotta, you know.
No, I feel like she might be your bro at home, right?
But the thing is, right, they swing here and there. Not sexual, you know, thing. But they swing, the mood swings, I'm saying. So they can't be horny all the time. So to turn down what happened
you
yesterday.
You can't be horny all the time?
I can be, okay.
Look who's talking.
Okay, that doesn't mean
it can be.
Okay. So, the one day, the like the conversation is like off the chat.
Conversation?
The next day, they try bringing it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, sushi, stop PMSing. Yeah, okay. Carry on, bro. What the
fuck? Okay. I should. Yeah, let me stop.
Okay.
You know,
Sushi, give your views. Sushi, what do you think?
Yeah.
Like, you think they? What would you assume happened to you if like a girl drops hands? Like
no,
she's like simping
over
you.
I just got a question for you. Okay. See, you got a girl. Okay, I am friends with her. You're and she's your girl. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what if you both have a fight and I'm the one who she vents her shit on? What would you feel about that?
You mean wins her shit on or?
Yeah.
You just said wins her shit on.
Like, what?
You said wins her shit on. Like,
who's Vince?
Fuck. Deaf fuck. Okay.
Sorry, I was watching Entourage and there's a guy named Vince in it. So I thought it's Vince.
Okay. Okay, so she wins to you. Okay. Okay.
So what's wrong in this? I don't know. What's wrong?
I'm just asking how would Curry feel here? I don't have any feelings here.
See, I maybe can't trust the girl if like she's a, you know, a little bit of a loop type. Okay, but I can trust you. Like, you're my bro. I know you wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, but what if, you know, there's some untapped sexual energy which is
well, venting about me? Where does sexual energy come when she's venting about me to you?
No.
Where do you see that?
She could be like, you know, Curry doesn't do bed in well. She do well in bed.
Look at you.
Wait, did I just say do bad and well?
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to humiliate yourself twice?
No.
Yes. I'll go to a more serious topic.
No, I'm just saying. What if... No, she went to me, okay?
Okay.
And I have untapped energy where I want to release it on. And this guy is like, you know, this guy doesn't
do shit.
This
guy, you know, you have to get concentrated. You can't slip something in a drink and do.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you work out and shit, you know, Curry doesn't work out. He chumma sits at home. He's a fat ass. So what do you do?
I work out, bro. I think lesser than you.
No, I'm just talking about it.
Dilf. I think she's into Dilf. What do you... Not saying Curry's fat, but saying...
My question is,
bro, I'll tell you something.
How would you feel when... Me
okay,
and her are getting
how would you feel? Okay, you know what you're kind of asking? The question you're asking is like, how would you feel if my girlfriend's bored and she comes and bangs you like twice a week? That's what the question is like.
Yeah.
Like, what, why would my girlfriend
I would,
come and talk about...
I would
about...
feel amazing.
Well, what? No, what Curry's asking is, why would she be want to be more disappointed?
Sushi got... Throw in the trash, not left over.
Sushi God, left over.
Finish him.
No, they didn't
okay,
finish
with that,
me. That's why I'm a leftover.
This topic because that topic wasn't going anywhere.
Yes. And, the point. And...
No, I am so a leftover note... because you didn't finish me. How do you say finish him and then say I'm a leftover?
That's what
no,
said.
I said finish on.
She didn't say,
like, yeah, like moving on, please.
So, firstly, I want to say this. If your friend's girlfriend is coming and talking to you about him not being good in bed, that guy should probably cut off both of you. That's the truth. Okay, that is like a very unrealistic situation. Okay, I'll ask you this. Okay, next question. Let's say you're head over heels in love with a girl and you felt like she dropped a lot of hints, okay, and she rejected you.
Head over heels. I use only head and shoulders.
Okay. I don't think you get head, so it's just shoulders. So she rejected you. She rejected
tears,
you.
Tears from the shampoo. Yeah.
And,
no, what if I drink the Johnson & Johnson's No More Tears shampoo, but I'm still crying?
Only I think... Okay, okay, I think this, what I'm going to say is going to be only between us and our listeners. But
listener.
Okay,
yeah, the only guy listening right now. Thanks, man. Thanks for being here. Yeah. You're the real G. And okay. Nice cut G.
And this is the thing between us. Secret. Sushi uses only baby products. Uses baby shampoo, baby soap. Baby oil.
Exposed.
Can you can't explain that, Sushi?
See, how it works is, girls like, when girls lift babies, they get a certain
smell. Oh, when you thought, you overheard a girl talking, calling a boyfriend baby, and you thought, okay.
Okay, it is baby oil.
Maybe I'll attract her.
What are they supposed to do? Be like, oops, I shit myself. Is that what I'm supposed to, baby is supposed to do?
Did you try that? On the positive
Did
parts
you try
of
that?
Yep. What?
Okay, guys, let's get back to the question.
Yeah.
So, let's say a girl has been dropping like mad hints left and right to you, okay?
Bro,
and then you ask her out,
please,
and she rejects you.
I'll ask you, I'll give you my therapist number, you know? You can go talk to him.
No, wait.
Isn't that me?
Yeah, I was gonna give you a number.
You guys are my therapist. So, after she rejects you, if she still continues doing it, what would you call her? We don't want to call her a bad word.
I won't call her, I'll
this.
Just block her.
Yeah, okay.
But he got blocked on before that.
See.
Okay, so.
Minus into minus is called plus. Plus into minus is minus. And
I think we need to find a fun topic because I think the listener we had is
yeah.
The one listener we had
is on his edge.
Please come back.
He's on his edge.
Okay, so like, okay, no, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to call this girl a okay? So let's think of something.
Dude, no.
What about
what?
What about
Dude, I'm just saying, don't play with people's feelings. That's it. Okay. We'll move on. Next topic.
Okay. So, social announcement by Curry, brought to you by Curry, is Curry, please.
Yeah, don't play with people's feelings. Period. Like, if you like them, be straightforward about it. Otherwise, leave them the fuck alone.
Wait, you want them to play with their periods?
Information confused.
You want them to play with their periods? What the fuck?
Periods? What? Instructions got confused. I played with their periods. Now I'm getting my ass whipped. Thanks, man. Thanks, Curry.
Okay. We'll move on to the next important segment.
I think
segment.
We'll get, all red flagged.
Let's say a girl talking about another guy to you, the girl you like. Okay, let's call the girl. We'll roll again. Let's call the girl. Let's call the girl Hora. Okay. So Hora. So let's say Hora is going on a date with Sushi. Hora's going on talking non-stop about a guy to Sushi on their date. Hey, Sushi and Hora go on a date, okay? And Hora is talking about another guy to Sushi. But the guy she's talking about
Hora,
to Sushi...
Isn't Hora's distant cousin of Dorda?
Okay, nice. So stupid. Nice.
Hola,
okay,
Dora.
Okay, so Hora... Hora, Hora, sorry.
Wait. So every Hora, time you... Wait. So every time Hora wants to find Sushi's dick, she'll call Dora. Where is it?
Why would she find it? Oh.
Because you both want to explore, bro.
Damn, Dora. Wait, no, that's shit. No, that's illegal. No.
Okay, so let's think of it like this. Hora and Sushi are on a date, and she goes on talking about some guy to Sushi, but the guy she's talking about isn't someone social, like you know, be like, you know, jealous of, or like, because he doesn't really see him as a competition. So, and then 2 weeks later, she starts dating that guy. What would Sushi do?
What would I do? Wait, why is it supposed to be me?
Okay, no, you say it first, then I know what he can does. Say it, and then Curry. Then I'll say
he
it.
Goes, buys a rope,
he goes to the mall with him and holds it back.
What? Goes to the what?
Mall and holds it back.
Okay. Jokes apart. Okay, I'll tell you what Sushi would do. Sushi would be friends with him and cry about it later. Right? What would Raman do? What would you do, bro?
If I was in his shoe?
Yeah. No, not in his shoe. You're in the situation now.
Okay, so the girl went on a date with me.
Yeah.
She's talking about someone and now she's dating that guy.
Yeah, but that guy didn't look like a threat. You thought like, who the fuck is he? He doesn't look as a threat. And all of a sudden, she's like, I'm dating that guy.
Well, there's nothing to do.
Yeah,
you're just dating.
And then cry about it.
Pop some pills.
Dude, I feel like they should arrest people who cheat.
Oh, shit.
And
right.
That is adultery. Hey, adultery is a thing. Adultery is against the law.
Yeah, adultery is when you are legally bound by like something called as a wedding or something.
Yeah.
But adultery doesn't apply when you guys are just dating.
So that's the thing. So you solved it. Dating is not a big thing.
So you can cheat while you're dating. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, let's say your soulmate. I'm going to make it a little more hard. Okay, your soulmate, who you're going to marry like the day after tomorrow, cheats on you. Okay, cheats on you. And like everything is set. Yeah, the wedding is set.
And the thing, who does he cheat
so,
on?
So, are you asking me, since because I spent a shitload of cash on a wedding,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead with the wedding because
yeah.
She can eat
okay,
another
the thing in
dick.
India is, we compensate it. You just see dowry.
Explain what dowry is.
Google it, man.
Dowry is basically prostitution reversed.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Long-term prostitution.
Yeah, long-term. Like a contractual prostitution.
Fuck, that is what arranged marriage is.
Okay, you pay the guy enough money and you're like, okay, you be with this girl.
But one customer. Only one customer.
You never know.
Oh, so she's not satisfied, she can get a divorce. Boom.
Okay. Nice. So we just
solved our inheritance.
Yeah.
We just solved.
Come on, guys. We cured our
inheritance. Chill.
I'm saying we need to bring up more fun topics. This was
I'll bring. Okay.
Don't be that guy who is like, okay, I'll bring extra booze, but I'll bring, and then freaking get passed out.
No, you mean you.
I don't drink, sorry.
This guy doesn't drink.
But you don't bring the booze either.
Why? That's like you asking me. I'm not gonna get laid, but why would I carry protection with me?
Yeah, but you carry bags, right? So. Okay, so. Okay, so what I want to know.
True love. Myth or.
Myth or legend.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, actually, okay, myth or legend? What do you guys think? Curry, you go first.
Legend, bro. Doesn't exist. Like, see, true love is like, you love one person, like, true love with one person, and like, little love with so many other guys.
Modern true love. That's what you
modern
mean.
Modern true love. Evolved. Better. More flexible.
Wait,
more fulfilling.
Enough. Okay. Sushi, what do you think? What?
No, he just said more flexible, more, you know. I don't know if he was talking about the relationship with the girl.
Perv alert.
But you don't want your girl to be flexible now. You want her to be a
hacking.
You want her to be a cubicle.
What? Cubicle, what?
Yeah, I just want a cube with two arms.
No, he wants it to be flexible in a cubicle.
Ooh.
What? Flexible in a cubicle.
Oh, okay, yeah, it hit me when I made a pronunciation mistake.
I won't hit on you, man. What is wrong with you?
Oh God, hey, Sushi, listen. The true love. What is your view on it?
True loves. It's true love. It's supposed to be true. Then why would they name it true love?
So what are your views on it?
We didn't ask you that.
He's asking you.
Okay, true love is possible. What's wrong with you people? You're just looking at the people, you know, the thirsty people who just want attention, who just want to, you know, get some clout for the Instagram and shit. I mean, look at a lot of people out there. I mean, I find true love is still to be, it's still
you
there.
You find true love?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll find true love, but yeah, true love's there. I've seen a lot of people.
Well, what is true love in this generation? Like,
oh.
Like, I told you, bro.
Wait, listen. I'm asking, true love, like when you're in a relationship, but can you still talk to some other guy, text some other guy? Do you think
that's
true love?
Yeah, you can. No, you can't text someone. Just be loyal. That's enough. That's called true love. Just be loyal.
Okay, what is he?
What are you texting then?
You can text someone.
Yeah, exactly. If you're loyal, what are you texting then? What the fuck are you texting day and night to a guy when he's not your boyfriend?
I don't know. What? I can't expect my girlfriend to be like, you know, solve this trigonometric equation. Girl, I don't know shit. I'm dumb. Why are you asking me this shit for? Go ask some other girl.
No, then what? Your girl would be sending a retweet pic and asking her to do his home. Her home.
His girl will be sending him a dick pic because he'll be the girl in the relationship.
That made zero sense.
To you.
To everybody.
It made little sense actually.
Yeah. We know why. Okay, so no, what I'm saying is, okay, a girl is in a relationship, okay? But she's
only the girl. That's okay.
So the guy knows he's in a relationship. The girl knows she's in a relationship, but doesn't behave like she's in a relationship.
See, okay. The guy is always in the relationship. All that matters is the girl is also in the relationship is what matters, you know? See, Sushi is... Raman's in the relationship.
You're anti-simulation.
Raman's in the relationship, okay?
what in India?
Curry's in a relationship.
With?
With? Answer the question. I was curious.
I don't know.
Shit, is there a girlfriend I don't know about?
So, everybody is in a relationship in the mind with somebody. Now, all that matters is if the girl is...
No, me and Raman have let go.
No, yeah, that's what.
Me and Raman are single AF now. We don't even have time to think about it.
Just because you like someone doesn't mean you're in a relationship. What the fuck?
Exactly. What the fuck? Just because you like someone and they blocked you, doesn't mean...
I think just like sex said, they should give these guys, you know, relationship ed.
This is in head, man. This is mean. Not that, we need a logical thinking. Okay, Sushi, you claim only if a girl's straightforward, like, if she's being straightforward and she says I like you, it's like liking you, right? Okay, no, your relationship with a girl and your girl is talking to Raman all day, okay? She's sending Raman photos. She's giving Raman all her attention. She's calling, like, she's asking Raman to
come. Am I friends with Raman?
Yeah. Okay.
Then she's, Raman's gonna get some ass open tonight.
Yeah, she calls Raman on New Year's. She wants to have...
Buddy, come. Pump the brakes.
She calls Raman on New Year's. She wants to have wine with Raman, okay? So, like... But like, yeah. Your girlfriend is not being straightforward with Raman. Yeah, she's just doing all these things. So, would you be like, she doesn't like him? If you're going by your straightforward rule?
Yeah, I'm straight. Obviously, I'll be doing straightforward rule. If I'm bi, then I'm going to be bi forward rule.
then probably wife will be doing 5-10 guys.
Yeah, bro. You better watch out. For all you know, you might hang out with a guy and your wife's going to hang out with the same guy later and bang him that night. Okay, like, just be aware. Because oh, yeah. Like, you only said that. What I'm saying is, no, but you claim like only if the girl is straightforward is dropping hints, right? But she didn't tell Raman that she likes him. She just sends him photos, talks to him all day, tells him that I want to drink with you and calls him on New Year's. So how is that? That she's just being friendly, right? So you're fine with if she sends photos of herself to Raman as long as she's just being friendly, right?
So he's trying to say is, if you use condom, that means you didn't have sex. That's his idea.
He just forgot that you have to put it in somewhere.
I don't know what I just tell like 10 minutes back and Narek is saying shit, saying I said that, but yep.
So you understand my point, right?
No.
On that note, we'll end.
Yeah, we'll end it. On that bombshell, we'll end it.
Okay, word of advice to our
public welfare announcement.
To our one viewer.
The people who are still listening.
Person.
Bold of you.
Bold of you to assume. Okay. Yeah. To that one guy who is lonely and still listening to us.
Hey, we follow you.
Lonely? Fuck you, don't call our followers lonely, bro. I mean, follower.
Okay. To that one stud boy who keeps following us.
Wait, why are you picking genders? Just pick person. It might be a girl.
Okay, big cock or nice.
It might be an animal. Person. It might be an animal. Sorry, Sushi. Sushi, can you bark for me?
Stop asking your bedroom kings to me. Sushi, can you bark for me? Raman, can you moan for me? What is this?
Okay, dude, if your girlfriend is barking in the room, I don't think you're barking a girl. I think you're barking a dog.
On that bombshell, let's end this.
So yeah. So thanks for the first episode. I think that went well. Word from our sponsor. Do we have sponsor?
We have no sponsor. That's the word from our sponsor is we have.
Can
no
we have
sponsor.
That cricket song?
Yeah. Nice. Good idea.
Okay. So yeah. So take care and stay tuned for episode 2.
Stay tuned. You
don't. Yeah. Don't leave it. Don't leave this podcast. Stay.
Yeah.
Stay. Don't go. Please. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
Don't leave us behind like leftovers.
Ooh. Yeah. So if you are leftovers, please be. please don't make us feel. So on that note, yeah, take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Sushi offline.
Anytime. Okay, sushi curry ramen. And ramen signing off.
Bye.
Bye.